This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Your draft prospect that I want for the Houston Texans, or that I want for Seth to have for the Houston Texans, do not cross me this draft season. Kenneth Grant, unable to work out. Pulled hamstring.
Yes. This is a weird one. It was found during combine medical evaluations to have a hamstring strain. So okay. He must have told them that it was bothering him a little bit. So who knows? This is the important thing. My concern was that, hey, I like Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, a whole lot. But I think that he's going to test really well, and yeah. He's going to end up being in the top half of the draft, and he probably won't fall to 25. I've seen in mock drafts he's starting to go like around 15th pick or so. Yeah. But hopefully, I hope that this hamstring strain, as much as I want him to recover from it, but I hope it really sucks for him for the next 3 days and he can't work out at all.
I said earlier in the show when we talked about him, I said, hey, you know, maybe just something that dings him up a little bit so he can't work out, yeah. But that he can recover from enough to where he's still there at 25 for the Texans. I want that for you more than anything else, yeah. Seth.
Well, now the biggest concern becomes, okay, the Ravens sit at 27.
Yeah.
Did they vault up above the Texans and take Kenneth Grant this year?
Yeah.
As they tend to do with really good defensive prospects that I like.
All right. So just if you're a draft prospect that we want for the Texans and you don't want to be a Texan, be careful, because we're coming after your hamstrings.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. With minor strains.
This show has power. You know, with the Hex back during the postseason?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Adam Spillane is here, our Astros reporter. He is back in the house. You just had a conversation with Astros GM Dana Brown a few minutes back, like an hour or so ago, huh?
Yeah, we actually left. It's about 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation. We covered a lot of ground, starting with Cam Smith, who's obviously been the talk of camp so far. Like, that was the first thing I said, like, hey, what has really caught your eye here in the first 2 weeks? And that's the first thing he mentioned. And so that's a guy who obviously they really like, and kind of, you know, tried to get him on where he thought that Cam Smith would start. Didn't really get an answer on that.
Like what level?
Yeah.
Or at third base, or, I mean, because they've been talking about letting him compete at right field, but it sounds like they just want to stick at third base for now and keep it simple, right?
He's only working with infield coaches now, and I think Espada wants him to stay in the infield, but the one thing that that Dana Brown said, that they might try to get him some looks in the outfield here moving forward, because that's probably like his clearest path to getting to the big leagues in the outfield with this team.
Yeah.
Because you look at the infield and you've got Isak Paredes is under team control for 3 years. Jeremy Payne is under team control for 3 more years. Second base is kind of a we'll see. And then you've got Christian Walker under team control for 3 years. So the openings right now are in the outfield, but he technically is an infielder.
You know what? This is some of the intel that one of our listeners, John, who was out at spring training yesterday. What was John's last name?
I don't remember.
He's just
John. His daughter's name is Gabby.
John and Gabby.
Yeah.
So we were talking to John. John had good seats down in the third or fourth row up from third base. And he said that first day that Cam Smith was out there, the first time he was in the field, Paredes was like giving him, like instructing him where to line up every play, and John was saying like, oh boy, I don't know, man, if this guy's might be kind of a project. And then he went out and cranked out a couple of home runs. But it was a good illustration of, man, just how green Cam Smith is. He's been a professional for less than a full year, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself in terms of like, oh yeah, throw him out there at third base, he'll be fine. Throw him out there in right field, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he got drafted less than a year ago.
Yeah,
I mean it's not even March, and this guy was drafted in July.
Yeah.
So the idea that he's going to be ready to contribute in a major league situation is pretty far fetched at this point. But Dana did say in terms of like where you start him, you kind of let the player determine that. And if he continues to swing the bat really well, then that's going to impact where they decide that they start him this season. Now, it'll be interesting because today he's starting. The other day he came off the bench, so he's not really facing like major league caliber pitching in those two plate appearances today. I'm not sure who the Mets are throwing. I'll check real quick. But today he will probably see a major league starter.
Yeah.
And so that's a big difference than what he faced the other day.
Adam Spolane is back at the house with us here. He's in the exclusive furniture hot seat. We haven't had an in-house guest yet this week, Seth, so I'm dubbing this chair that has the exclusive furniture banner on the back of it the exclusive furniture hot seat. So yes. We're asking Adam Spillane the hard questions from his Dana Brown.
And really quick, it's Clay Holmes is starting for the Mets today. Oh. So like you're going to face a really good right-handed pitcher. Like that's a big difference than what he was facing. So today's kind of an interesting day for that, just to see how probably the best pitcher that Cam Smith will have ever faced will be in the game today.
Okay, so we have that to watch today. So your conversation with Dana Brown, you talked about the kind of the moving parts right now. Like second base is a competition, the outfield across the board. I know Altuve and left field is a thing. I'm guessing you guys talked about that, but the all these competitions going on right now with outfield and second base. How's Dana viewing those?
Didn't really get into the competition stuff, but we did talk about Altuve in left field because I did want to pin him down on one thing. Like, is Jose Altuve, regardless of how this looks once you get into games, is he your opening day left fielder? And they won't go there yet. Like, that's been the one thing. They're not ready to just, like, flat out say he's their opening day left fielder, no matter how good it has looked so far in workouts. And tomorrow will obviously be a big day because you can try and simulate all you want when you're working out, but you can't simulate a broken bat. You can't simulate, a jam shot off the end of the bat, off of a fungo. So, and you can't simulate, the base running stuff that he's going to have to deal with and throwing to the right bases and being on time with that. So there's some little things that he's going to have to try and figure out on the fly. And that's what 4 or 5 innings tomorrow is going to get to do.
The thing about all of this that's so interesting is that when we first heard any talk at all of Jose Altuve going to left field, it was in conjunction related to Alex Bregman potentially coming back. And then you find out in the last couple weeks that, oh, no, they were actually talking about it, whether Bregman came back or not. It makes a lot of sense in terms of trying to elongate his career, his waning skills as a defensive player. But then the fact that now you guys are all saying, and Altuve himself sounds like he's really fully embracing this, and that he's full bore attacking, trying to play in left field. Now I'm almost pulling for him. Mm-hmm. It's something I was against this when I first heard about it, and now that I know Jose Altuve is really embracing it and it's a goal of his, almost it feels like a goal. Now I want him to succeed.
Yeah, I think that they and he understood that what he did at second base last year just wasn't good enough. And it was hard to see that really improving.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And so to get him a different position and to maybe be in a spot where he can help this team defensively as opposed to hurt the team defensively, which was what last year was, I think was important because they've fallen off defensively the last couple of years, and he's a reason for that. And you look at the guys that they have brought in, or you know, Mauricio Dubon is a guy who is a Gold Glove caliber second baseman if he plays every day. Brendan Rodgers has won a Gold Glove at second base. Zach Short can play the position. Shea Whitcomb can probably play the position. We haven't really seen it at this level yet. And the same thing with Luis Guillorme. So they are a better defensive team when Jose Altuve is not in the infield, and two of their two best starting pitchers are ground ball pitchers.
Yeah. Adam Spillane joining us. He's our Astros reporter, obviously, down here in West, excuse me, in West Palm Beach with us. What was – and he interviewed Dana Brown a little earlier this morning. That entire interview is going to run tomorrow, first time in the 9 o'clock hour. So we will have that tomorrow for you in the 9 o'clock hour, the full conversation between Adam Spillane and Astros GM Dana Brown. What was the most interesting pitching topic that the two of you discussed?
We talked about Framber Valdez, mm-hmm. and kind of in relation to the Tucker trade. And he kind of explained, because I thought going into the offseason they should trade Tucker and Valdez, because I don't think they're going to re-sign either one of them. And obviously they knew they weren't going to re-sign Tucker. I don't think they'll re-sign Valdez, just kind of going based off of what Max Fried got in free agency this past winter. But Brown kind of gave his reasoning for why he didn't want to trade Framber, and why Framber was kind of different than Tucker. So I thought that was interesting. The other thing that stood out to me, I asked him if when I talked to him a couple years ago, he'd just taken the job. Like, he just inherited this entire roster. Now he's had the job for a couple years. The roster is more so his than anything else. But he brought up it's more of a group thing. And then I said to him, well, have you been in alignment, complete alignment with Espada and with Jim Crane? So I thought that answer was interesting. And then I asked him, like, flat out, have you been overruled on anything by Jim Crane?
Oh.
And so that was an interesting answer also.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
I am too.
Gotta wait 24 hours for
well,
this.
Well, we don't, but the audience does.
I'm not going to listen to it until I... Yeah, it sounds like you're making me do extra work, Sean. I'll react to it in the moment, damn it.
Organically,
yeah. We had this conversation last night.
Yeah, yep. Well, good job, Spo. The Dana Brown conversation. Anything else you see out there today, or what are you most looking forward to today in Port St. Lucie?
You get to see Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena take swings for the first time.
They're in the lineup today.
Yes, they are in the lineup.
Okay, I haven't seen the lineup yet.
And again, Cam Smith is going to face a major league pitcher
today. Where is he in the lineup today?
Let's see.
Cam Smith.
Let's see where this is.
You got a picture of it?
We'll join the guys and after we find
Pena leading off, Alvarez batting second, Christian Walker's batting third, okay. Caratini's batting fourth, DeCinzo is in left field batting fifth, Cam Smith batting sixth, and
okay.
Dubon's at second base, McCormick and Meyer. So it's a major league lineup going to Port St. Lucie. Basically all regulars except for Jose Altuve.
And Cam Smith is in there, I guess, for Paredes, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that, Paredes played the last 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. So that's so this will be fun. That's a fun lineup to go see today.
Yeah, in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's the second time in my life I think I've been to Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Ever since the last time.
The last time 2 years
and
ago.
And I got a bone to pick with some of these Mets fans from a couple days ago.
Oh, good. Yeah. I can't wait to watch that. All right, be following us on all our social media. We've got you covered all day long in Port St. Lucie, Astros and the Mets, and we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we get our first look at Jose Altuve. How excited are you to see Altuve in left field?
I'm looking forward to it. I think that's kind of been one of the stories of camp between, you know, him switching over to left field, and then kind of the McCullers has been a big story too. And I talked a lot about McCullers with Dana.
Oh, Brown, so good.
Okay.
And if you missed that, McCullers is going to face hitters on Saturday. So it's the first time
live
since
BP.
It's the first time since the 2022 World Series that he will face hitters.
Oh, wow. Okay. Or is the media? I know we'll be gone by then. Are people going to get to put eyes on that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they'll do that on one of the backfields. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you get, all we need to see is if he gets shelled really bad but stays in there, he's back to World Series form. From 2022.
Are they feeding him a bunch of saps and puppets there, or are they going to give him some actual big league hitters?
My guess is it'll be big league hitters because a lot of the minor league guys will be in Tampa for the game.
And
they're not sending the major league hitters.
Feed him Yordan, man. Give it to him. Let's get it. Rip the Band-Aid
Jake
off.
Jake Myers.
Yeah.
Big league hitter.
Big league hitter.
Sometimes.
Technically.
Sometimes.
He's in the big leagues, and he hits.
Like 10% of the time.
Yep.
Double-digit homers.
Good job, man. Good job on the day. I can't wait to listen to that Dana Brown interview. We'll be playing it tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. That's the great Adam Spolane. He covers the Astros for us here on Sports Radio 610.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.